Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You heard the man, Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial, baby. 281-222-2222. Look, we are on the road today, and we are down. What's going on, baby? We're down at Sugarland Way. And
the Big Ben Tavern, baby.
Yeah, look, I think you ought to stop by and say hello. Y'all stop through and say hello. Get some mud bugs. They got you can get them wet. You can obviously get different flavors, and the drinks are good. The tequila shots are good, and the beer's cold. So come on through.
Hey, I just saw Figgy got him some bugs.
Well, there you go. I mean, Fig knows how to join the party, and I will say this: the fried okra here is absolutely tremendous. Come on through. And hang out.
The Leafs.
we got a big Friday going on, and it's a football Friday. What do I mean by that? Well, it's easy. The Texans, their rookie minicamp started this morning. They were on the turf, turning dirt, helmets on, coaching them up, and I was out there. I got some observations that I do want to bring to you.
Now, hold on, before you get to these observations,
okay,
Tyler. What kind of sports hornet do you think Clint got being up there? Is he seeing the football being spun around? He's seeing them in their jerseys. Yeah. Oh. Like
it may
have
lasted more than 4 hours. Yeah.
He might need to get it checked out. At what point do you think it hit him? Because I don't think it hit him when he turned into the parking lot. I don't think it hit him, but I think as soon as he walked through that gate. I think he can smell a ball being thrown.
Yeah, you can smell the leather. Four panels, eight laces. Yeah. It's easy. It's easy. Here's the deal. This is the time of year when I really, really regret not going to the coaching game. And where it really turns me on is when I can hear Gerard Johnson out there. Is it Keaton Slovis and Graham Mertz?
Colleges, Keaton.
He's out there coaching them up, and they're talking about resetting their feet, getting through progressions, and driving the football, and laying the football, and this and that, and settling your feet, not hopping around back there, and just listening to Gerard Johnson do his thing. Man, it makes it hard for me to not want to get that coaching bug cured a little bit here. And it was fun, but the Rockets. Texans rookie minicamp did start this morning. Today was the morning we could get out there and we could see the rookies. And I do have some observations there. But this is also the Astros. They face off tonight with the Reds here at home.
That's right.
As Ron mentioned, it's a big series. But the NBA playoffs are rocking and rolling, Ron. And I got several bones to pick here with the NBA playoffs. One, can y'all quit taking my money with games where teams just quit? Can we start there? Can we start I'm going to tell you. Who was it two nights ago? It was the Nuggets and OKC.
That's a tough one for the Nuggets.
Nuggets took game one, so they come out somewhat flat in game two, and the Nuggets are on fire.
The Thunder got 87 points in the first half, which was a record.
So I'm needing Big Jokic to get some assist at this point in time, and hell, he ain't even playing midway through the third quarter. They're done. They quit. They were literally down by 40 at one point. I don't blame them for quitting. And then last night, I mean, I need Jimmy Butler, no Curry. I need Jimmy Butler to go out there and have him just an average night. 23. I need 23 points. Just an average night. And Curry, I mean, Butler goes out there and literally sat half the second quarter because they were down so bad. And then played a little bit in the second half, but once Minnesota stretched it back out, he went to the bench and became a rest night. It's just like, can I please just get to a couple of nights back to back where everybody's team competes until the buzzer rings?
Yeah, listening to you talk about this, it makes me real concerned to see what Tyler did on Best Bets last night.
Yeah,
it makes me concerned. But to think of what he did, if this it feels like this week's is matching the complete opposite of last week.
Well, Ron, I'm gonna tell you one I know that didn't hit was the one I tried to jump on with him, because guess what Rudy Gobert was doing last night.
Yeah.
And this is the damnedest thing about betting. And usually the NBA playoffs, any kind of playoffs, this kind of stuff isn't a problem, but it's been a problem multiple times to me. Rudy Gobert is literally rubbing his forehead because he's got a severe headache because a basketball bounced off his head on a rebound.
Really?
He's got 9 rebounds, Ron. I needed 11. Mm. He's got 9 midway through the third. And he's over there rubbing his head.
I think Tyler needed him to score 10 points. He shipped it to 6, I believe.
Well, no, I knew Tyler's over was in trouble when the Warriors had about 5 points damn near at the end of the first quarter. I was like, whoa, that's going to be tough. But nonetheless, let's start with that. Number 2, Draymond Green. And I'm dead serious here. I'm half tongue-in-cheek on the other stuff. Draymond Green makes it hard for me to watch a Golden State Warriors game.
Especially when Steph's not there, I would assume.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Steph was not there, so the allure from jump is not there. But did you see it again last night, Ron? Did you see him again last night?
The flagrant he got?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, another flagrant where he's acting like somebody's guarding him physical and he doesn't like it, so he's going to act like he's going to pass, and afterwards he's going to flail his elbow or his arm and hit the guy, hit Naz Reid in the head.
He did draw the foul, and then he went on and
I don't know how it doesn't frustrate the hell out of everybody watching. It's just so I want to say unprofessional, but it's just last night I'm sitting there watching it and the most bad.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The baffling thing to me is you've got, as he's doing this, he has convinced himself that he's not doing anything wrong. And you've got a head coach in Steve Kerr. Jimmy Butler's doing it. At one point, Curry came off the bench and walked down to where you check into the game to settle him down. You got a bunch of grown men out there trying to keep this guy from getting another tech in a game that they're losing anyway. It doesn't matter. And they're just trying to – and I understand why they're doing it, but the thought that there's a player of his ilk at this point in his career – where every adult in the building is trying to calm him down so that he doesn't hurt the team furthermore down the line.
You think they've all accepted that he is going to miss one of these games?
Well, they're doing everything. No, but no, because if that was the case, they wouldn't have got up last night.
He is going to get – I think he's 2 away. I think he's two texts away, and then a flagrant away, maybe.
I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there with that part of the NBA, too. Who in the hell made that rule? We're in the playoffs. We're going to let a player, or a coach, I guess, we're going to let him have 7, not 3 or 4, 7.
Oh, you think it's too many? You think it's too many?
I mean, 7 technicals? That means we're going to let Draymond Green swing a kick or swing a guy, at a guy's head seven times
well,
before
those
we say
flagrants.
It's
the flagrants. Those are the different. I think it's four flagrants.
Well, but he's only two away from that as well. So either way,
that's what
it goes.
I said. Do you think they've accepted that he's going to miss one of these games?
Yeah, I mean they've got to. But I mean I don't know where everybody else is with it. But I'm disgusted with watching the guy play. Seriously, like I'm at a point, Ron, where I'm just like, I mean, it is. I don't know why it affects me so much because I am absolutely disgusted with. Now I'm disgusted with all the guys around him that are trying to coddle him. And the coddling is unbelievable with those players. Like the fact that Kerr, and I understand there's certain players that play with an edge. I understand that Draymond Green has been great. He's a great player. I understand he's one of the best defensive players. I understand that his identity and what he brings to the table, it was huge during Golden State's run. I get all that. But, man, it is disgusting to watch the dude play right now.
But, Clint, like, it's clear. Like, right, like Steve Kerr is one of the best coaches. In basketball.
I mean, hell,
Steph Curry
got about 42 championships.
Everybody raves about Steph Curry.
Yeah,
and who he is.
Yeah.
I think they encourage it for as long as this is going on.
I think
on,
they tolerate it.
I think they encourage it. I think if they
there's
just
no way they enjoy.
Oh,
it.
I don't listen. I think there's a line that he crosses over that they want to pull him back. But I think that is like when I think about the Warriors, I think of Steph shooting, dynasty and them winning, and then Draymond Green at the edge of things and going over the edge a lot. But Clint, there is not any ultimatums or anything like. And
nothing.
As you said, they defend him because I believe they can.
Bro.
I think they are. They feel like that's a part of what they need.
Well, that's the disgusting part about it to me is they coddle him and the referees. Like, not defend it. What word am I looking for? The referees do everything they can to keep him from missing time. Like, you can't tell me right now, even the seven tech number as high as it is, he should have seven techs.
Yeah.
He should have got another one last night the way he was yelling in the ref's face. Anybody else would have got another one. The way that all the adults in the equation coddle this dude is disgusting. It's embarrassing. I mean, it is unbelievably hard to watch. And then after the game, Ron, I'm going to get your take on this. After the game, this is what Draymond Green believes is going on. He's getting picked on.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Is it one? I don't think that's accurate. I mean, I think that's a misuse of. I'm not real sure that I know exactly what that means. But like for him to use that at this point in time makes it even worse.
I think he needs to really clarify what the hell he's talking about, because I know there was an incident in which a fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.